This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Iraq, there's been angry reaction to the prison sentence handed down to U.S. Army reservist Charles Grainer for abusing prisoners at Abu Ghraib. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Baghdad.
A trio of men are sharing a quick dinner in Baghdad's White Palace restaurant. 33-year-old English teacher Hassan, who wouldn't give his last name, says Grainer's 10-year prison sentence is not enough.
Let's put it in this way. If an Iraqi citizen was doing this to an American soldier or an American citizen, would he get just like 10 years? Is this enough? He tortured hundreds of Iraqis. I don't think it's enough.
His friends, both cell phone salesmen, agree. One counts the abuse at Abu Ghraib as terrorism. The other, Omar al-Rahman, believes Grainer was ordered by higher-ups to do what he did. Still, Rahman is angry the military jury knocked 5 years off the maximum punishment Grainer could receive.
They consider him one of their men. It's a minimum sentence. It does not match the acts he has committed.
Some Iraqis say Grainer should be executed. Adil Muhammad is one of them. Muhammad stirs tea in his living room. He's a professor at Baghdad University and spent 3 months in Abu Ghraib last summer, well after news of the abuse scandal broke. Muhammad was not hit, as prisoners in the abuse pictures were. His head was never covered with a black hood. But on day one, he was stripped and photographed.
I entered Abu Ghraib on the 26th of June at 12 noon. That's when we were registered in the computer. My number was 161554. And as far as I know, everyone who enters the computer room has to take off all his clothes. There is no reason for this. The intention is to humiliate the Iraqi.
He said soldiers used humiliation well, constantly criticizing prisoners for not being men. But not all the soldiers at Abu Ghraib were bad, he said. One who helped him was an army doctor.
Dr. Dawson treated me better than my sister would when I got sick. I can't imagine anyone who could be nicer. Some of the prisoners say that that was her duty. She is forced to do that, but she was not an ordinary soldier.
Muhammad says U.S. soldiers rounded him up with a grab bag of people who happened to be in an area where a bomb exploded. By chance, the day after Grainer was sentenced, Muhammad met Prime Minister Iyad Alawi as he toured Baghdad University. Muhammad told Iraq's head of government his story and asked if at least an apology might be in order.
Hello. Hello, marhaba.
Just a few hours later, Alawi's office called to follow up. Even if this is a campaign tactic, 2 weeks ahead of Iraq's elections, Muhammad doesn't mind. He just wants an answer to the questions that still torture him. Why he was arrested in the first place, kept in prison, and then why he was released. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.